Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it is fun Friday time. You've made it through another week. Hallelujah. Ready for the weekend. You know how we're going to start every episode of The Lion? With scripture. So our scripture this week, Matthew 7. So we're in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For if everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Guys, I unpacked this scripture in the spiritual kickoff earlier this week. If you missed it, go back and check it out. I really dug deep there, gave you some insight, gave you some things to think about. Guys, as you think about your life and giving. Now, if you missed the meat episode this week, we had David Hancock on. He was talking about performance-driven giving. This was a powerful conversation, guys. Powerful conversation. And one of the things that really jumped out to me from this, the conversation with David, was the 10 principles. He walked through 10 principles of giving that are right out of 2 Corinthians, and each one of them, just how they spoke to me and how they really opened my eyes to, you know what, if we have the right heart, ultimately the giving, it all just falls in alignment. And the last principle, guys, you had to go back and check it out if you want to hear all 10, but the last one, our giving honors God. It honors God. It's a way of worship with our giving. And just consider your hand. If you have that hand clenched tight around that money and you think it's your money, nothing can come in or go out. But if you open that hand up and you allow God to guide it, the blessings can come. Yeah, the money can go as well, but the blessings can come. So open your hand. Be a joyful giver and lean into it. So guys, David, he gave so many great tips around giving. Go back, check out that conversation because it was powerful. There's a lot of insight there. So, you know, for fun Fridays, I'm going to give you some tips, right? A health tip, a wealth tip, and a self tip. So let's start off with a health tip, guys. I want you to think about this. Let's give our eyes a break. We need to give our eyes a break. So we're so many guys, we sit in front of screens. So think about the 20-20-20 rule, okay? So what is the 20-20-20 rule? Glad you asked. If you find yourself looking at those screens, I want you to think about every 20 minutes, okay? Every 20 minutes, try to look away at something that's 20 feet away for 20 seconds, okay? So 20 minutes, I'm going to look at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds. Maybe set you a little timer. When the timer goes off, that's your notification. Okay, I need to look away for something, basically something off in the distance, right? 20 feet. You get that. Two basketball goals, that's 20 feet for 20 seconds. that's going to really be the break that your eyes need. I find myself getting headaches more and more often as because I'm staring into these cameras. I'm staring into the screens. I got to start doing this more. But the 20-20-20 rule is a great way to give yourself some breaks from staring at those screens. Now, the wealth tip, with all this talk about giving, I have to remind you guys about the tithe. And now we touched on it a little bit with David, but really, we have to make this really simple. You know, people get defensive when they start thinking about tithing. And the bottom line is this: God loves a cheerful giver. It tells us in 2 Corinthians. We talked about this with David, right? I recommend 10%. But here's the real tip, guys. Pray. Pray and ask the Spirit. Let the Spirit guide your amount. Okay? Now, David mentioned he's a gross guy. There's guys out there that tip on the net. You need to pray. You know, understand that if we take it to the Lord, he's going to give us wisdom and discernment. But he also was going to be looking at our heart. Okay? So lean in. Put that giving at the top of your budget. We talked about that extensively, David and I, how we need to flip that. Put that at the top. Okay? So guys, just remember to tithe, pray about it, and then start leaning in and making it happen. Now, for your self tip, this is something that you to consider. We talked about it in some of our Bible studies. Again, if you're interested in the Bible studies, connect with us on the Lion's Den. That's a great way you can jump on one of those Bible studies and be part of a group of men that are trying to sharpen each other. But the self tip, give up your phone every evening for an hour. And now I know I just lost a bunch of you guys, but seriously, think about it. 1 hour every evening, spend uninterrupted time with your family. Now, I struggle with this. So for me to do this, I have to actually put my phone in another room. I'm not disciplined enough to keep it in my pocket and not touch it. It's bad. I hate to say it, but that's just where I'm at. Maybe you have that discipline, but remove yourself from it. But really do. Bake in that time away from it so that you can be present where you are. Okay? And remember, be where your feet are. That was a great tip we got a while back on the Line with Dennis. Be where your feet are. And it's so much easier to do when you're not checking messages or notifications or looking at social media. Look, I get it. All those things can suck us in, but your family deserves you. You're not going to miss that time away. I promise you. So guys, there are your three tips. Health tip, try that 20-20-20 rule. I think that could be a tip that could really help us physically just, you know, maybe eliminate headaches and vision issues, things like that. The wealth tip, remember that tithe, guys, and self tip, put that phone away for an hour every evening. Really, just put it in another room, walk away from it so that you can be present where you're at. The book of the week, no surprises, Performance-Driven Giving. Okay. This is a phenomenal book. Highly recommend it. Now, David already mentioned you can get a free copy of the ebook. You can also get a free Audible version of this, but I encourage you to support this author. Support, you know, go get the book. If you find value in it, go buy it. Give it to someone else. Maybe that's the act of giving you could do right there. So you can go to the links in the show notes. We'll hook you up right there with several links to be able to go add this to your library. Highly encourage. It's a great read. And David, just another, a phenomenal man that I think we need to support. Now, for our dad jokes this week, dad joke number one, what's the hardest thing about being a cross-eyed teacher? Controlling your pupils. Come on, guys. I mean, that was, if you're not laughing, I don't know what's going to make you laugh, okay? Number two, if you think swimming with dolphins is expensive, you should try swimming with sharks. It cost me an arm and a leg. So, guys, I think both of them this week will get a chuckle. Number one, what's the hardest thing about being a cross-eyed teacher? Controlling your pupils. Number two, I think swimming with dolphins is expensive. You should try swimming with a shark. It cost me an arm and a leg. So let us know which one hit. Remember, eye rolls count. They count perfectly fine with dad jokes, right? And if you have a dad joke, send it in to us. And if I use it, I'll give you a shout out. How about that? So send it in to us at support@thelionwithin.us. Love to hear from you. Love to connect with you. And if it's a good dad joke, it's worth sharing. So share that dad joke. All right. So the question we talked about this week, guys, does giving cost you anything? Does it cost you anything? So I really want you to think about that. Let that question just soak in. Remember the scripture this week. Share this stuff out with other lions out there. Go to thelionwithin.us. Okay. Join the Lion's Den. Check out the resources, the 10 scriptures to fight like a lion, the Bible study, the course. Check out the coaching program. Guys, we have all these programs out here to serve you. Maybe you're feeling isolated. You're feeling alone. Coaching could be what you need. You can just come right alongside of you to help support you, to help get you the encouragement, the confidence you need to lead your family. You can do this. Sometimes we just need people come alongside and help us. And that's what the coaching, the mentorship, that's what it's all about. So if you're interested to learn more, go to thelionwithin.us, check out the coaching. It's going to give you a link right there. We can connect directly. We'll have a conversation. I guarantee you guys, we're going to take scripture. We're going to figure out how to apply that scripture to your life to make an impact. So guys, I pray you have a great week this week. Leave us a rating and review. All that stuff makes a big difference. Thank you again. Thank you again for listening to The Lion Within. For listening to The Lion Within Us, it makes all the difference in the world. I pray that we're helping you, we're serving you, and that we're making an impact. Have a great weekend, guys. Now get out, unleash the lion within. Think about the amount of emails you guys get in a day. Now, how many of those are junk? If your inbox is like mine, it gets hammered with items that do not serve me, and I'm constantly pruning it down. To combat the darkness that consumes it, we want to partner with you and bring some light. So join the Lion's Den to be part of our community and get positivity delivered to you directly. We're working hard to bring encouragement, inspiration, and tips to help you be the leader you're predestined to be. As part of the Lion's Den, you'll also be first in line with new opportunities, events, and resources that are designed to serve you in your journey. So hop over to thelionwithin.us and sign up for the Lion's Den today. It's free. That's thelionwithin.us and become over to the Lion's Den today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.